What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Panels on Pages. My name is Dalibor, and today we got to talk about it, right? We got to talk about it. The man waited until the literal last day of the month, but we got to talk about the DC slate announcements. It wasn't planned to be a DC and then a DC episode, but it is what it is. So we're going to go ahead and just watch the full video, and I'm going to pause it. We're going to talk about it as it goes. Let's go ahead and do that now.
Hey, everybody. I'm James Gunn. I'm the co-CEO of DC Studios. So as many of you know, DC has been disconnected in film and television for a long time. And it's one of, you know, our jobs, mine and Peter's, is to come in and make sure the DCU is connected in film, television, gaming, and animation. That the characters are consistent.
I'm all for connecting television and film. Marvel's doing that. I think they're doing a pretty good job. Marvel's also doing animation with What If. I'm hoping they expand a little more in that. But DC has a really good animation track record. I definitely look forward to seeing what they have in store from the animation side to tie it in. Because we'll get there. We'll get there. Video games, though. That's a weird one. Because it's like, are you going to have like a... I don't know. You can be able to play events that have already been on screen. Are you like, you're not going to make something that where the player can affect the outcome and thus direct the nature of the universe. That would be weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. That was the weird one that stuck out to me, even when he brought it up like a few months back. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
Played by the same actors, and it works within one story. And if something...
That's something that I absolutely believe in. I think having the same actors carry forward from animation and games and all that stuff, that will definitely bring the cohesiveness in super easily.
Is outside of that, like Matt Reeves' Batman or Todd Phillips' Joker or Teen Titans Go, that it is clearly labeled as DC Elseworlds, outside of the mainstream DCU continuity.
I said that last time. I said that in the last episode. If anything is going to be unrelated, slap a label on it. I want to see it. And it doesn't have to be like on the poster or whatever. Although honestly, I would kind of love that old Elseworlds logo just plopped on there. It'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of cool just to see it next to, you know, the Joker, like Elseworlds, Joker, Elseworlds, you know, the Batman or whatever they're going to call it. I would kind of love that. But still, as long as it's clearly labeled, either like on the website or whatever, as long as there's a way to be like, oh, this new project, that's going to be in Elseworlds. I don't have to have watched 15 other things to know what's going on or to get all the things. I could just watch it. I like that. I like that a lot.
Now, Peter and I have gotten pretty lucky in terms of the four projects that are coming out over the next year. First, we have Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Shazam has always been off kind of in his own part of the DCU, so he connects very well. That moves directly into The Flash, a fantastic movie that I really love that resets the entire DC universe. Then to move into Blue Beetle, a fantastic film about a kid who's a marvelous part of the DCU, and then into Aquaman 2, which leads directly into our next few projects.
Here's the thing, right? That's a weird statement, okay? I get Shazam leading into Flash. Flash resetting, I'm with that. That's kind of the whole premise here. That's everything kind of we've been wanting. That leading into then Blue Beetle and Aquaman 2? So it's still unclear to me if they're part of the new universe. Because his very next words are like basically that the new universe starts with this next thing. But then also he says it again with the Superman announcement. So like, I don't know. You tell me in the comments.
Which I'm going to tell you about now. So Peter and I, along with a group of very talented writers, have started to map out an 8 to 10 year plan of what DC Studios will be in film, television, and gaming.
Love that. Absolutely love that. A long-term plan. Let's not rush into any team-up movies or any of that nonsense.
This first chapter is called Gods and Monsters. Now this, what I'm about to tell you, is a part of the first chapter. It's not the entire first chapter. The first project is Creature Commandos. Creature Commandos is an animated series.
Talk about
all
this.
The episodes. Something we're going to do that's a little bit different
in
DC is we're going to have characters move
he
into animation
that, right?
Commandos. Creature Commandos is an animated series. I've written all the episodes.
All the episodes are written. The episodes are written, and if I'm not mistaken, this, because what did it say? It says Creature Commando isn't really copyrighted. It says WB Studios on there. That's the logo. I think this is the art from the show. I think the show is already in production, and I think this is going to be great. First of all, I've gone on record multiple times on multiple different platforms to say that Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, and that whole corner of the DC universe was the best stuff out of the New 52. Absolutely, without question. So to see Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, his bride-to-be, although that's, I don't want to ruin nothing for nobody, to see these characters, oh my God, the insanity that shall ensue, folks. If you don't know, please read Frankenstein, Agent of Shade. Read that whole corner of the DC universe from the New 52. Like, just do it. Do yourself a favor.
Episodes, something we're going to do that's a little bit different at DC is we're going to have characters move into animation, out of animation, usually having the same actor play their voice as who plays them in live action.
So here's my prediction. I think we're going to see a live action Frankenstein. We will likely see a Bride live action version. And depending, I mean, I forget who is that. Who's the guy on fire, man? What is his damn name? Anyway, the guy on fire, is that Mr. Bones? Like Infinity Inc. Mr. Bones? That'd be weird. I don't think it is. His whole thing I think is just transparent skin. I don't think he's got like exploding powers. I don't remember that character. Regardless, I think obviously the human dude, and then like you've got the ability to do the robot guy. I don't know his name. Damn it. I got to reread that series. That was a great series. Anyway.
The next project up is Waller.
Enough said, in my opinion. Waller, yeah. 6 seasons and a movie, please. I'll watch Amanda Waller run Shadow Games throughout the entire DC universe. 26 episodes a season, 6 seasons and a movie all day, every day. And Viola Davis is doing it. Stop it. Give me 6 seasons and a movie. And then we'll come back and we'll do a reunion film.
And a Waller played by Viola Davis. Viola Davis is going to team up with members of Team Peacemaker. And this is a story that's been created by Crystal Henry, who did Watchmen, and Jeremy Carver, who created the Doom Patrol. It is a fantastic story that's out of this world, and I can't wait for people to see it. Okay, next up is the big one, the true beginning of the DCU. This is called...
See, this is what I'm saying, like the true beginning. I guess maybe because this is going to be the first film, like in cinemas, because the first two are shows. That's weird, because then that, to me, if this is the true beginning, that means that Blue Beetle and Aquaman 2 aren't going to be related. So, I don't know. There's still that gray area. Look, as far as I can tell, 2023 is a wash for me. They're not getting any of my theater money. There's no theatrical releases in 2024, and I think that's smart. Absolutely watching Creature Commandos, without question watching Amanda Waller. But I don't have to worry about going to the theaters for a DC film until 2025, apparently. Although, I don't know, I'm still debating on the Batman 2. We'll see what the trailers do, honestly. We'll see what the trailers do. Last time, I am kind of glad that I didn't go see it in theaters. I liked it, but just, it was good. It wasn't this masterpiece that everyone talks about. We already talked about this.
Called Superman Legacy. This is being written by me. I'm in the middle of it. I'm having a great time doing it. And Superman will be released into theaters July 11th, 2025. Okay, the next thing is a big premiere HBO television series called Lanterns. This is a story of a couple of Green Lanterns, John Stewart and Hal Jordan.
Love that.
And we have a few other Lanterns peppered
in. What graphic? Like, what is this graphic that they're using? First of all, look, no hate to the artist. This is doo-doo art, first of all. This is some, like, sketch card. I did this in 7.5 minutes at a convention art, okay? There are literally millions of images of both Hal Jordan and John Stewart that are better to represent them. And also, you said Green Lanterns, and then you've got a picture of Yellow Lantern John Stewart. Stop it. Stop it. Anyway, yeah, I would not have used these images.
There, but this is really a terrestrial-based TV show, which is almost like True Detective with a couple of Green Lanterns who are space cops watching over Precinct Earth. In it, they discover a terrifying mystery that ties into our larger story of the DCU.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Here's my my first thought. If you remember, was it Infinite Crisis or was it Final Crisis? Final Crisis, I believe, starts with the death of a new god. Who better to investigate the death of a new god on Earth than two Green Lanterns? That is complete guesswork, but I feel like that could be the way to go. I mean, it's like 90 years of DC Comics. Like, there's lots of stories to pull from. Feels like that could be the way to go, though, because that's how you build to a confrontation with Darkseid. That you start small scale. You don't start with like one of his top generals, Snyder.
Next is a big movie called The Authority. The Authority is a passion project of mine. It's based.
First of all, The Authority is a passion project of yours, sir. I'm in. I'm doubling down in. It's hard to see from here, but. That's the wrong direction. No, it's over here. I've got The Authority. I've got Stormwatch. I've been on DC about filling out the back issues of Stormwatch. And if they could collect them, if they omnibus the entire first volume, look, sign some paperwork with Top Cow. Get those people involved. I know you have some Top Cow people in those stories and those crossovers. Get it all. Get the signatures. Y'all work together already. Y'all work together nicely. You get the issue of Wildcats was inside the Cyberforce. I know this is not a hard thing to do. Just put these books on the site and give me an omnibus of the first volume leading up to what is already collected. I don't even need the Warren Ellis stuff because I have the Warren Ellis stuff. The like pre-Authority Stormwatch stuff. Anyway, Authority, absolutely, possibly, like that. Those first two volumes may be my favorite comic books of all time. Like, runs. My favorite runs. Yeah, I think that might be true.
Based on the marvelous Wildstorm characters we are now bringing into the DCU and will interact with all of our primary DCU characters. The Authority are a group of superheroes who think the world is broken and they want to fix it by any means necessary. I think it's a very different look at superheroes. We're doing a television series called Paradise Lost. Paradise Lost is the story of Paradise Island, usually known as Themyscira, which is the birthplace of Wonder Woman. It's almost like Game of Thrones with Westeros, but with...
Absolutely. 100% in on that. I mean, like, so far, gems. Dropping gems. I'm excited for this. I mean, like, the Lanterns, without a question. If they give me... I forget his damn name. I'm so bad with names. But the guy who played John Diggle, who was supposed to be Green Lantern John Stewart, if they give me him... Just say that this is like an alternate version of him, without question. I'm in.
With all of the inhabitants of Paradise Island. The introduction of the DCU's Batman is The Brave and the Bold. The Brave and the Bold is the story of Batman and his actual son, Damian Wayne. This is based on Grant Morrison's great comic book run. Damian Wayne is my favorite Robin. He's a little assassin who Batman tries to get in line. And so this is the story of the two of them and the beginning of sort of the Bat family in the DCU. Next up is a TV.
We're going to get to that in a minute. First of all, Bat family, into it. Give me Nightwing. Give me Red Robin. Red Robin forever. This is Team Red Robin on this channel, on this podcast. In this house, we are Team Red Robin. Red Robin with the cowl. Get out of here. That's a great look. He was his own detective. Stop it. Tim Drake, Red Robin, all day, every day. Damian is our introductory Robin. I'm okay with it. Everyone else is like, oh, why him? I don't understand it. Because he's the youngest... He's a, like, it's plausible. His story, not necessarily plausible, but his story is, like, easier to swallow. Like, hey, this is somebody who was essentially programmed to be an assassin from birth. And that's why he is a 12-year-old assassin. And we don't want to discuss the fact that you had just a regular gymnastics kid out fighting villains at 12, 14, whatever the hell Dick Grayson was. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to have those conversations. So Dick Grayson, I'll bet any amount of money Dick Grayson is leading the Titans already in this. And if I was doing it, Titans would be the first team film I did. That's just me, though.
TV series called Booster Gold. Booster Gold is one of comics' really popular cult heroes. He is a fascinating guy. He's a loser from the future who uses future technology to come back to present day and become a superhero so that people will love him. It is basically the superhero story of imposter syndrome on an HBO Max series. One of my favorite...
Again, another win. If you can give me Donald Faison as Michael, I'm all in 100,000%. I do like some of the other options that have been thrown around. But honestly, in that last few episodes of Legends, I really thought he had like everything about Michael. Like he did Booster Gold justice. And I would love to see him reprise that role. I mean, hell, it's super easy. Like, it's all time travel shenanigans, right? And honestly, I would just hire him to do this job for the rest of eternity. And I think I even brought this up on the last episode. If you ever want to reset, you just start a new movie, right? You make a new movie. You don't even tell us. And we're all like, why is it different? Why is it different? It's not labeled Elseworlds. You just have Booster, like, in a post-credit scene, like... Oh, I fucked up. Like, and that's it. That's the one F word, right? You get the one F word the whole movie, and it's literally in the post credits, and you say, oh, I fucked up. That's it. I would love that.
Comic book series from last year was Tom King's run on Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. And so we're going to turn that into a big science fiction epic film. Now, Superman is a guy who was sent to Earth and raised by loving parents. Whereas Supergirl in this story, she is a character who was raised on a chunk of Krypton. She watched everybody around her perish in some terrible way. So she's a much more jaded character. And that brings me...
I'm interested in that. That sounds really interesting. I haven't read that run, but I've read a good amount of Supergirl over the years. Like, I read the entire New 52 run, obviously. I read the entire run before, too. Yes, ever since, like, they reintroduced her into the universe, like, his actual cousin with Michael Turner. Rest in peace. I'd be interested in seeing a story where it is really a focus on her. It is a focus on her outside of the framework of, hey, I came here to watch my little cousin grow up and protect him. Oh, you're a grown up. Now I need to find my own way in the world. I like this being her own thing and her being more of a not necessarily established hero, but just kind of like a grown up and still finding her way in the universe on her own, not like in the shadow of Superman. That I would say, if anything, based on this description, she doesn't know Superman exists in this scenario, and she is just like on a different planet or whatever. And maybe at the end, she joins the Earth heroes. Like she shows up on Earth, because that's just based on the description that was provided. Now let's look at the last thing here.
I mean, a Swamp Thing, the last thing we're going to talk about, a very dark horror story in the origins of the monster who is Swamp Thing. And although it's totally outside of the rest of the DCU, it will still feed into the rest of the stories. Anyway, those are the stories that I can tell you about right now. I've loved the DC characters since I was a child. They're incredibly important to me. I knew that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do something very different. One of the things that's very important for me in all of these movies and TV series is that the director's vision and the vision of the writers and all of the creators is unique. And something special. Storytelling is always king. That's all that matters to us. And I want to be true to those stories. I want to be true to you guys and really give you something different than you've ever seen before. Anyway, thank you, everybody.
So first, let's talk about Swamp Thing. 100%. 100%. I was mad when they didn't renew the Swamp Thing show. Will I eventually finish watching it? Possibly. I actually really liked the show as it was going. We got about halfway through when we found out that it was maybe not getting renewed, and then we got a little iffy and we're like, do we even want to dedicate the time to this if it's not going to get renewed? Especially it didn't have a finale, right? But the character's interesting. I used to watch the old school, I don't remember the actor. Again, I'm terrible with names, but the old school show with the really, really in-depth, high grade, but also cheesy, like prosthetics. It was very interesting. Like the costuming work on that show was really, really interesting. And then there was that one movie where they had plant sex, and that was certainly something. But anyway, this as a horror, absolutely. I mean, if you haven't, again, that's that corner of the New 52 was so good. If you haven't actually watched that, or if you haven't read that, you should. The Avatar corner, and I feel like if they're gonna go this way and go this way and introduce the Avatars, I feel like we might be seeing an Animal Man series or movie at some point as well. It is interesting. It is very interesting that they went the movie route for Swamp Thing. That is a strange one. I won't lie. Like that's a, like I guess you could limit it, and it's horror, right? It's not like you don't want to like tease it for 10 episodes, 12 episodes to then finally deliver. I don't know. That's an interesting choice. Super excited. The term Story is King really excites me because I want to know that there is something happening amongst this whole project. Now, I would have been just fine if they had said, we're going to drop 15 unrelated standalone things. That would have been fine too. But if they're going to do a connected universe, I need to know that like, the threads are all being followed. I don't want people to have to figure out how did Fury lose his eye and then it turns out to be a cat thing, right? It's like a ridiculous thing that they had to just fill in. Like, I don't want that. You're planning ahead, plan all the way ahead, right? Anyway, that's going to be it for this one. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, any thoughts on this, drop them down below in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening, go on YouTube, find Panels on Pages, and drop that in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. I'm seeing some really, really interesting takes, very diverse takes about everything that was said. So I'd love to hear what everyone has to say. Let's have a conversation. Thank you again for watching and listening. We'll see you in the next one. Did the shit when all the others couldn't. Oh, now she love me, yeah, Wonder Woman. Now she telling me it's all right when the boy rides like the Dark Knight. I'm a blue moon in this bar fight. That's a dead shot and that's all shit.